your city, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Woo!
Another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast.
I'm really happy to be here.
Episode number
82?
82?
I guessed right.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Welcome back.
It's springtime, baby. Can you tell?
It's about time.
Ah, oh, God, what a long, cold, crappy, rotten winter.
Beautiful 82 degrees here in Detroit yesterday. Oh, God.
You know what I like about the warm weather?
What?
In Detroit, it enables stray bullets to travel faster and further.
Yeah?
Like that?
That's true. That was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, you get to see a lot of bitching tattoos, too.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, springtime. Loving it. Loving it.
Loving it.
I'd be out polishing my my daily driver because, you know, I'm waiting for my next Camaro.
You know what I'm not loving? The gas prices.
Oh, here we go again. If it's not the weather, it's the gas price.
Well, you know, on my vacation, I took a nice drive, you know, to the northern part of Michigan. I took my Trailblazer SS, which got an average of 12 miles to the gallon, okay? And I was paying $2.75 a gallon for 93 octane.
Damn.
I filled up four times at about $40 a pop.
Cheap vacation.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, I'd be polishing my vehicles with the new Zeno Junk to give that a try because we've been promising that for a while. But
I know.
I can't because my vehicle's in the shop because my wife decided to ram into it with her car.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's cool. So can you tell there's no new Camaro news?
Nothing.
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 This is, you know, weird. It's just
weird. I mean, for the long haul.
I mean, you guys out there, you're not the only ones frustrated. We got to come up with stuff to talk about. You got to wait for stuff to talk about. And if there's neither one, we're both stuck.
Yeah.
Like just like now.
Yeah, I keep waiting for my paper to come every morning to see if I can read some more Camaro news. But I haven't gotten my paper for the last 3 days anyways. Thank you, Detroit Free Press.
That's freep.com.
Bastards.
You want to fire it off for Chris not getting his news? No, please don't bother him. So in the meantime, we're going to talk about something we really haven't covered too much before, is just a couple of tips and tricks and tidbits of how to further enhance your message board stay here at JollyCamaroZ28.com.
Sure. Why not?
A couple of things that people are not aware of. The one that's near and dear to my heart is the site news and updates forum, which is the very first forum in our list of forums.
Right.
That's where we post and you guys can reply to all new things going on. And every now and then we'll throw out a poll because we want to get kind of like a feeler for what's going on out there, what you guys are thinking, and just offer up news and updates. The interesting part is that you can subscribe to it if you, of course, have an account on the board, and you get notification whenever we add a new post to it.
Yep.
So you don't have to really remember to check it if you're subscribed to it because it'll tell you automatically.
Sure, sure.
So that's one thing. Another thing is the calendar events manager, if I remember right. There's a feature in the user control panel that you can basically kind of set a reminder is what it is for like an event on the calendar, which is really underutilized. You guys really need to use that.
Yeah, no one ever really uses it. It displays the birthdays and
birthdays and
that's
people
about
can
it.
Add events like, you know, racing events, car shows, whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Well, if you find an event or a car show or whatnot that you want to be reminded about, you can set it to remind you, send you a quick message. Hey, this event is happening on this calendar. Don't forget about it. I don't think anybody uses that. Nobody really talks about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's pretty handy.
Yeah. I had an email last week that I can probably share with you guys that probably make life a little bit easier. Someone emailed us saying that they keep forgetting to subscribe to their own threads. So they go in the search, and they have to search for their name to find their threads all the time so they can go ahead and see who's replied to them. Well, what you can do is once you find your thread again, you can click the little icon. I think it's a function. I can't remember which function it is.
It's under Thread Tools?
Yeah, Thread Tools. That's it.
Subscribe. Yeah, it's in the upper right-hand corner.
And then
it's
you
like
can go ahead
down.
You can go and subscribe to your thread that way. So, you know, you don't have to keep searching for it all the time.
Right. Or you could just remember to, if it's that important, you could just remember to, you know, check the box to begin with.
Yeah.
Searching for your name doesn't do any good if it's not in the posts that you make.
Right.
Crazy, man. You know, there's a learning curve to everything, and it's not always easy, but when we deal with it day in and day out, we like to give out some information that helps you guys enjoy your
experience.
That's right.
Of course, still the number one email is, how come my account doesn't work anymore?
Because you didn't read the FAQ.
You didn't read the fact, and you didn't probably read the big type on the top of the screen that says you need to revalidate your email.
And why did they got to do that, Mr. Chris?
Because their email is bouncing. They subscribe to Threads, then they either have their mailbox fill up with mail, or they just don't bother to change their email address when in their user account when they change it. So I go through bounced emails every day, and I go and I set the account into awaiting activation mode, which the next time when they log on, they get a little message on the top of their screen saying they need to revalidate their email address.
Yeah, you guys.
So please.
Read.
Just read and keep your account up to date.
Isn't that what a message board is for, to read things? But people only read little bits and pieces.
But that's by far the number one email that's constantly coming through.
I'm betting that every single message board owner out there has the exact same problem, too. Not like us, because we got tens of billions of people on the site all the time.
And I like to try and keep the accounts tidy.
All right, that's right. Speaking of which, the board is going to be down early this Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's only going to be down for about an hour.
Yeah, most of you guys will still be sleeping and hungover
before you even wake up.
And we may
sleep in an extra hour on Sunday, and you won't even notice.
Yep. And we'll be wide awake and loaded with caffeine and nicotine.
Yeah.
You know what really sucks?
What's that?
We got this iPod that we're going to give away.
Right, for our contest.
Next Friday. On our next podcast for our contest where we ask, you know how we ask people to call in and give their thoughts on when the Camaro is available for purchase, what they're going to do, if they're going to wait, they're going to buy, if they're going to pay sticker, they're going to pay whatever the dealer wants. And how many phone calls have we gotten on the subject?
I think two. Just two.
And we played them.
Yes.
And we got to pick, so far, out of those two to give a free iPod to, because nobody else is calling in.
Right. And we will.
WTF.
And we will.
Yeah, we got this free iPod to give away. And we got to give it away, but so far, I think one guy's guaranteed to win it.
Yeah.
That's already called in. We got 1 week left, so that means you guys have 1 week left to get your phone calls in. Give us your thoughts on the subject. Maybe you're going to be the one to win a free iPod just for picking up the phone and giving 2 minutes of your time.
That's right.
And here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, now everybody listen up. It's been boring in the podcast until this point. This is where it gets good. And I know you've been driving along and going, when's it going to get good? Here it is.
Okay.
We talked last week about this big, big event that's going to be happening right here in the Detroit area this fall, August 9th through the 11th.
Okay.
At the GM Tech Center. It's the Camaro and Firebird 40th anniversary party that's also being combined with the Tri-5 anniversary, the 55, 56, 57 Chevy thing. This is going to be a big deal, gang, and we're going to make it an even bigger deal because we're going to try to assemble a Camaro Z28.com summit.
Yep.
We've been talking about this a little bit here and there. We're really going to put forth a serious effort. It's not going to be a huge two-day ordeal. It's going to be like a few-hour ordeal, but we got some plans that we're going to put together where everybody on the site can meet up with us.
Yeah, we'll BS.
Yeah, we'll BS. We can meet some of our members. We can have a few drinks, something to eat, and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We just haven't made the plans firm yet, but this is the direction that we're going to go in. You guys really got to pay attention to this, and you really got to make this event.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Just tell me when and where.
Well, it's going to be sometime between August 9th and the 11th here in Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best way to get all the information on the event itself, not counting our summit, which is still not set in stone, just go to the main page of CamaroZ28.com and look along the right-hand side. There's a little button image type thing that says 40th Anniversary Camaro. Click it. Take you right to the registration page with all the information. It's going to be awesome. I think there's going to be a lot of great things at this event, and then our summit is going to be kind of like a icing on the cake.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to just meeting everybody from the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Just as much as the event itself.
For sure.
Because, you know, we've already been there and done that with the whole Camaro concept.
Yep, yeah.
It's getting old. But it's going to be great. Really, we're gonna make it so it's going to be easy going, very casual. We're going to try to get some maybe some goodies to give away, some door prizes and stuff like that. And maybe even a few celebrity guests, some real celebrity guests, you know, in our Camaro circle. So definitely, you know, remember how we talked about the calendar beforehand? Well, definitely use the calendar because it's going to be on there. You set the reminder. You guys got to be there. We want to have a bunch of people from the board, or even not from the board, just our listeners if they want to make that event.
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm excited about this?
Very excited.
Holy crap. I'm about ready to lose control.
That should be cool.
That's it. I'm spent. I'm done.
Yeah?
I'm all wiped out now.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be badass. Maybe I even give out a few of those Camaro Z28.com diecast cars that I had.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, how's that going?
I'm going to have a lot of shipping to do. I'll just put it that way.
It should be a fun night.
This has been very, very well received. It's been very, very fun for me so far, and the fun's not over yet.
Yeah.
I just like to create crap. Especially limited edition, signed and numbered and all that stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, response has been absolutely wonderful on that. And that's it.
That's it?
That's it.
That was the big news?
Well, that was it. That's big, man.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
Yeah.
What the hell? You're going to be there.
Yeah.
Drink a few beers. Mix it up.
Sounds good.
Getting drunk in fist fights, bar brawls.
No.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Nope, one more thing.
One more thing?
Got to give our sponsor of the week.
Oh, okay.
Real quick. They don't post too much on the board, but when they do, it's kind of neat because they got some unique parts. Thanks. Hotpart.com.
Oh, yeah.
Also known as J&M Products. They make suspension pieces for Mustangs and, of course, Camaros and Firebirds.
Nice.
The one thing that's very, very unique, and it's so unique that we just did a recent article on it, is what they've got is they got a new style of control arm bushing. It's a three-piece poly ball bushing design. Sounds kind of weird, but if you read the article, and it's linked from the main page of the Camaro Z28.com, it's just a couple articles ago.
Okay.
Tells you all about why it's better and how it works. It's a very, very cool system. And their parts aren't outrageously priced. And overall, you know, in my dealings with them and our dealings with them, they're pretty cool guys.
Yeah.
Very, very cool guys.
So what's the web address?
Hotpart.com.
All right.
That's right. Doesn't mean stolen either. So I guess that's about it since we don't have any new news and we've kind of blathered on long enough. I guess we should go out and enjoy the rest of the weather before it gets 35 degrees again.
Yeah, and snowing probably, which will be, I don't know, probably this weekend.
And then gas prices go up to $7.92 you know, a gallon. But well, Chris, tell us about iTunes and being able to listen on the telephone.
Well, we're still listed in iTunes, so you can take your iPod, you can subscribe to our podcast, and it will be delivered as soon as it is released.
Sweet.
You take your iPod with you, listen to it at work, in your car, while you're jogging down the street, whatever. Another way to listen to our podcast is to call our dial-in number, which will be in every show notes episode. And our newest episode will be available to listen right on your cell phone, your home phone, whatever you want to use.
A lot of guys like to listen to it on their office desk phone.
Yeah.
And make it sound like they're talking to somebody conducting business when they're really just listening to our podcast.
Yeah, no kidding. It's really easy. And just let me see if I can bring it up here on my cell phone right now. Let's see. Let's see here. Podcast.
Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah. Podcast. The number is 650-644-1939.
You going to dial it up?
I'm going to dial it up and see what's going on.
Oh, jeez.
See what episode they're playing. And the newest one here.
This presentation is brought to you by phonecasting.com.
Phonecasting.
Sweet.
Hey, that's us.
Yeah. And
right on my cell phone.
Wow, it's almost better than being in person, like we are right now. Ooh, it's like a paradox.
Yeah.
We're listening to ourselves while we're...
Wow.
How did the last week... This is last week was number 81, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Let's see if it is indeed 81. Okay.
And welcome back, everybody, to episode number 81.
Hey, 81.
Podcast.
Hey.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
See? That was easy.
Yeah.
That was real easy.
And it's not only is it easy, it's fun twice in a row.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, it is really that easy. Just dial the phone; it's free. All you got to do is listen to that little. Brought to you by Pod.
Phonecasting.com,
and that's it.
Yep.
Pretty easy.
All right, what do you say we get out of here?
I think everybody's wanting us to get out of here.
Yeah. We won't drag this on anymore.
Thanks, gang, for listening. Hopefully, we'll be back next week with some news.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just talk more about our kick-ass Camaro Summit.
Okay.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
Hold on a second.